The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Oh, swing it, baby.
I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love?
I got the world on a string.
Life is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, baby.
As long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Thank you, Albert. Great choice. I appreciate it. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, Mr. Sinatra. Life's a beautiful thing. You know what? It is good. Everything's good. We're going to take the high road, okay? We're going to take the high road. It's good. It's nice. Embrace these times. It's good. I'm so sick of the negative, the naysayers, everybody telling us how bad we are, the lecturing and going after it. You know what? Tutto in ordine. Everything's all right. Non te preoccupare. Don't worry about a thing, all right? We got this. We got this. You got this. I got this. Onward and forward. Hey, we have Stephen Moore coming up on the program. We love Mr. Moore. He is the former Donald Trump economic advisor. Great. Nice guy, you know, and very smart man when it comes to the economy. Heritage Foundation is where he's from. Author of the book Trumponomics. You got to check out Stephen Moore coming up. Peter Schweitzer as well. President of the Government Accountability Institute, New York Times best-selling author. He's got this latest book. It's called Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. It's exactly what we've been talking about. What's going on? The government wants to go after you. They go after you. It's like our friend Arthur Idalis said, the government has unlimited, and Anthony Pope, these great criminal defense attorneys, said the government has endless resources. I mean, they use all of our money, and they have all the time in the world. Look at the Mueller probe. Do people forget about the Mueller? What happened with that? Look at the collateral damage of the Mueller probe. Yet people are still in prison. And so when the president steps up and he pardons people, and he pardons Bernard Kerik, Commissioner Kerik, yesterday with a full presidential pardon, I'm happy about that because the president's going right in the face. And I'm telling you, this whole thing with, and I may be wrong, but I don't think so, about the AG Barr. He's going, this little, oh, I'm going to step away. That's the latest news now. The president, AG Barr may step away from his position because he doesn't like the president, quote unquote, meddling. No, I think it's all a ruse. I think it's all a ruse because they went after, they're going trying to, talking about impeaching the attorney general of the United States. I am sick and tired. These people that don't come up with anything, that do not protect us from common criminals on the street, and then they're going to go after people just for a political takedown. And you have prosecutors all joined together. Now we're all going to join together because they're progressive socialist communists, and they're going to take down. They're going to take down the attorney general because they disagree with him, because President Trump is saying all the right things about Roger Stone. It was egregious. He got 9 years. Inexcusable he got 9 years. Look at that. Yet, if you commit a crime in New York, you go before a judge. The judge is handcuffed. He's got to let you back on the street. And what does that say to our police officers who put their lives on the line for us? Oh, well, you got to don't do anything that would be politically incorrect. Are you, what's going on in our society? What is going on? And we'll talk to Peter Schweitzer about this. I mean, how do we get a handle on this? But I think that when A.G. Barr says, I've had it and I don't want to be put up with any of the politics of it all, I think it's a bit of a ruse. I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. I don't understand. I don't understand how, for example, and I don't hate Mrs. Clinton, so please don't take this the wrong way. Cause I rather like her. I really do. I met her. She's very charming. I'm telling you, I know you don't like to hear me say that, but very charming when you talk to Mrs. Clinton. Very charming. Very smart. Knows exactly what she's doing. But why is she not in jail? That's the question. How does she get away with what she got away with? Why don't we run that down? Who is there anybody going to run that down? And if you have President Trump in the White House going, let's run that down, then, oh, well, it's President Trump. He's abusing power. He's abusing power. But imagine if Roger Stone, if you said Roger Stone bleached emails and hammered them because it was potential evidence, it was... But, You would go, well, now you understand. Of course, you're going to lock him up. Sure, you understand. A long sentence, sure. But he didn't do that. Hillary Clinton did it. She's walking around. She may run for vice president with Bloomberg. The disconnect here is very unsettling. And again, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate law enforcement, law and order in this country. Because my father was an attorney, he always told me, hey, you know, I was a wise guy punk. I was talking to my mom about that yesterday, you know. Oh, what I put my parents through. I swear to goodness, God, what was I thinking? You know, grandparents come from Italy, another country. They can't even speak English. They come in here, you know, I still couldn't understand my grandfather with the Italian accent, you know. I used to have to listen real close to Grandpa Rosario because I couldn't. And my grandmother, forget about it. I didn't know one word she said. Hey, Joey. That's all I heard. Joey. I said, what? With the thick Italian accent, man. I couldn't. But they worked so hard to get here. My grandparents, they looked 20 years older than they should have been because they worked here. They got on a boat. They got in steerage. And they were called dagos and wops and guineas and garlic eaters. And they were prejudiced against, and they were beat up, and they didn't complain, and they didn't go and start legislation, and they didn't whine. They just fought, and they became the foundation of the United States of America. Ah, please. And then their children became the greatest generation to defeat Adolf Hitler and the evil of Japan in the day. Oh, my goodness. I mean, look, and then you get a punk like me, goes to school and be, what was I thinking? You know, really, you get older, you go, what was I thinking, for crying out loud? But, you know, so you try to make some sense of it all, and you try to have some repentance, and that's what we're trying to get into that now. But my father always told me, no matter what a punk you are, do not ever go up against a police officer. Always respect the rule of law. When it comes to, my father always told me that, and I always appreciate that, and I would never do anything quote unquote illegal ever because you didn't want to mess with the cops. You just didn't do it. Now all of that's gone. All of it's gone. You go into a city now, it's like you have these progressives that want to just release the prisoner. And what does it do? It just gives them power and control. So power and control, it's all about votes. That's all it is. Has nothing to do with you, the safety of you and I. And it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous what's happening now. Dove Hyken is on. You don't want to miss Dove. My goodness gracious. Thank God Dove holds on to his heritage. I don't understand. That's another thing. While I'm complaining, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just, forgive me, I'm just fired up. What's with the anti-Semitic rise, and why doesn't anybody shut it down? Except, thank God the president is there. You say, oh, pro-Trump. Joe, you're pro-Trump. The guy makes Jerusalem the capital of Israel. You show me another president that has done that, who stands fast with Israel the way this president does. Holy moly, the anti-Semitic rise. Dove's going to get into it in a big way. You don't want to miss Dove Hyken coming up. And I had a great quick chat with Bernard Kerik, full presidential pardon from President Trump for Bernard Kerik. And we were hoping for that and it happened. Bernie's, you know, this is well deserved because Bernie's one of those guys, in my opinion, that got railroaded in all of this DOJ, all of this this takedown, just for political purposes. It's getting scary, and this is great that we're flushing it all out now. That's why it's great that President Trump is there. And Matthew West, contemporary Christian musician, how about that, please? All right, this kid is selling records all over. He's really one of the top five Christian musicians out there. Christian music is huge now. So I listened to the kid. It's great. And we're going to talk with Matthew West. I met him down in Nashville, and he was a fan. Joe, how are you? I'm a big fan. I go, wow. And he's a kid. And we had a great chat. You know what? It's just, it's enlightening. It's uplifting. God forbid we talk about something that's positive, right? Curtis Ellis is the man that puts all of the president's policies into plain speak. Curtis, we're going to talk about China trade, the coronavirus. I was the guy that said the coronavirus, something is fishy about the coronavirus. I'm telling you. And now I see the breaking news here as I read. So Chinese scientists are starting to speak out and say COVID-19, that's the coronavirus, originated at a government bioweapons research facility in Wuhan rather than the widely held belief that it emerged from the city's Hunan seafood markets. I sense that. You're going to have a bioweapons lab there, and then all of a sudden they're going to blame it on the food? I don't think so. Something's up. Something is up. And thank God the government's on top of us in the United States of America. Jim Meskimen is a comic genius. He is he's the guy that did the George Washington and those ads, you know. A big man with a horn. Remember that? Just one of the funniest cats. Brilliant. Just execute some impressions, and a nice guy. And Jim's going to join us live on the show. Meskimen, you have to Google. We'll give you all the information when we talk to Jim, because you watch some of his stuff, and he's doing some really cool things where graphically he could morph himself into characters, and your jaw just drops and goes, how could he do that? What, I mean, really, really. And from a guy who did impressions for many, many years and still do on stage, this guy is really the best. Jim Meskimen coming up on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you for holding. Let me go to Carl if I can in the hometown of Bon Jovi. Carl, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind this morning, man?
That's okay, Joe. Real quick, Mike Bloomberg. You know how these people have like a theme song. All I can remember is David Peely had an album years ago called "Have a Marijuana." Back in 68 or 69.
One of those gimmick records. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. There was also another song on that album called Up Against the Wall. I don't know if you remember it years ago.
Yep. Vaguely I can remember that. Yeah. It was inappropriate. Yeah, yeah.
It was very inappropriate.
So we should use that. Bloomberg should play that as he walks out on the debate stage tonight, huh? Good. Carl, thank you, man. We can do that. Yeah, we'll do. We'll get into that for sure. Hey, Max, let me go to Max, if I may. Thanks for calling, Max. Sorry to keep you holding. What's on your mind, my friend?
That's okay, Joe. Listen, I had something that I was going to say about Trump trying to piece things up with everybody, and he's trying everything he can. But you know what? Listening to the last thing that you just said, I work in a school, and yeah. I work with 1,000 middle school students every single day. And everything that you're saying about the streets of our city and what this mayor is doing, it starts in the schools. These kids have no respect. There is no consequences in the school. Yeah. And that just spills out onto the streets.
Yeah,
and
so
that's
true.
Exactly how it's starting. So thank you very much, Joe, for what you're doing, man. Have a good day, yeah. Brother.
No, thank you, too. And thanks for your service helping the kids. You know, it's so true. It's going, and that's another thing too. Not to say anything, because the reason I stayed out in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, which is really the boondocks. It's way out. It's like an hour 20 southwest of the great city of New York, and beautiful. Hunterdon County really is one of those beautiful places in the world. I'll tell you what, I've been around, and I look. Sometimes I take the kids, you know, to school and back, and we go through these little country roads, and I go, man, this ain't like Essex County, you know, where I was brought up, where there's a light every 2 minutes. Although Essex County, beautiful. Don't get me wrong, that's like a million times more expensive, you know. I wanted a little bang for my buck. I went out, and the schools, I kept hearing about the schools out west in western New Jersey, and they are great. The problem is, and it's not so much discipline problem, but
the political correctness and the overview and the if you're a teacher, you should be like a journalist. You should be objective. And there are some great teachers. You know that. But there's some that are just so overwhelmed with the hate for anything that's conservative that they teach history that's wrong. And me, and the glaring example is me. You know, I was always an FDR fan. I said, "Oh, FDR is great. Look what he did. Look what he did with the WPA and after the Depression." If you follow history, I said Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So, and then you break it down. And I was watching Mark Levin. I told you last Sunday, and I'm watching him going like, "Well, wait a minute. All of that was like socialist. It was all like socialist, and we all paid for it." So, you know, but again, it was liberal. So it was put into the school system. So a kid like me, you buy it. So now we're trying to be is objective. That's all we're trying to be, and not be brainwashed, because you're right, absolutely right. It does. It starts in the schools. Max, thanks for your phone call. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Joe on the radio. Peter Schweitzer coming up. Stephen Moore as well this hour. Right now, Susie Cerone is out there looking out for you on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Susie.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. Tough in the five boroughs this morning. A tractor-trailer accident on the Gowanus North End near 92nd Street that has the right lane out. And a crash on the Grand Central westbound near the BQE that's got a cab involved. Looks like one lane is out there. Hudson River Crossings inbound George about 10 for either deck. The inbound Lincoln is 30. The Holland 20 to 25 from either approach. Again, alternate side in effect. An accident with an overturned car on the Turnpike Eastern Spur. It's southbound at exit 17 for the Lincoln Tunnel. Two toll lanes are out. You've got a car on its side. A wrecker is on the scene. Just got to look at it. Parkway North and at 98, an accident on the shoulder. Then further north, the Parkway North and is really slow, 135 to 140. Just a little slow on the thruway south, and that'll go from 13 to 12. The Tappan Zee is fine. Crash on the LIE westbound at Lakeville Road is gone now. There's an accident on the LIE westbound near Deer Park Avenue. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Sporting goods company Puma now says its business will be impacted by the coronavirus. Puma says half its stores in China remain closed. Meal kit maker Blue Apron could be sold. It once had as many as 1 million users. Now its customer base is down to 351,000, and the company continues to lose money. It plans to close a facility in Arlington, Texas, and it's considering selling itself. Boeing says it discovered debris in fuel tanks of 737 MAX jetliners parked at facilities in Washington state. The planes were never delivered to customers and have been there since the MAX fleet was grounded. Boeing says it doesn't expect the issue to affect the plane's return to service. Yesterday, the Dow was down 165. The Nasdaq added a point. The S&P down 9. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Lara Logan is back, and she's exclusively on Fox Nation with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
This is me at my core.
No bias, no nonsense. Lara Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. You got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. You got your 5 minutes. Oh, Lord, I'll give you a 7:30. Look at Mr. Joey Generosity on the radio. Are you kidding me? This is the number for Route 22 Toyota. We want you to go there so you can have a full multi-point inspection, an oil change, and a filter. If you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter. I'm going to give you the 7:30. That's 5 minutes plus. All European models are excluded, but you will get over it and you will experience the smart way to service. And you will meet Iggy and Carmelo and Johnny and Chris and Angelica. I'm telling you, this is the family at Route 22 Toyota. And you know what's great about it? You don't got to deal with dummies. No dummies over at Route 22 Toyota. Alex Cancella over there. How many times I tell you 0% APR financing? I don't go 1%, 2%, 3%. I go 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now, Alex wants wants you to experience the smart approach that has been so successful in selling cars in the service bay. So first five callers, next 5 minutes, plus you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's 855-621-9949. One more time, 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn, who I love. Fred is great. Fred and Johnny and Marianne, they're spectacular people. The cuisine at Michaels of Brooklyn to die for. Now, when you go to Avenue R. Nostrand, you go right over there to Michaels of Brooklyn. You're going to go over there. You're going to love it. And it's great. Now, it is time. It is time right now for our Michaels of Brooklyn Italian trivia question. Okay, so if you go over to Michaels of Brooklyn, we'd love to have you there, and Enzo's there, and you're going to have a great meal. But if you go to your supermarket, you check out the Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. But now we will give you an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn, an entire case of Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. All right, if you answer this question correctly, which modern day city was the center of the Roman Empire under Constantine? You know, I didn't know that. This is a very good question. Which modern-day city was the center of the Roman Empire under Constantine? Give us a call at 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. If you answer the question, which modern-day city was the center of the Roman Empire under Constantine, you will win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. If you don't get true in the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go to am970theanswer.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Bernie Kerik's going to come up in about an hour, Bernie's going to join us. Dove Hyken as well. And Stephen Moore is going to join us this hour, too. Frankie, what were you telling me about? This has nothing to do with anything. Forgive me. But I love
it. Well, then, by all means, let's discuss it.
I got to interrupt. Because there's a town in Italy.
Yeah. This is in Elsenfeld.
That whole. That's not the name of the town.
Sorry. That's in Sweden. Now, the town is Tiora. Right. And so a lot of Italy, Italian towns have been struggling with population. So a lot of these towns started doing something that they thought would attract people there. And that was selling houses for a dollar. Now, that didn't work. Now, the town of Tiora is actually going to be paying the rent for people that move there. So it's going to pay newcomers 150 euros per month. It's about $162 toward the cost of renting an empty house there over the course of 2 years, or offer them 5,000 euro to buy one themselves. So the catch
but
is
you have to live there for 3 years.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so you have to live there.
You
for
do
3 years.
Do a scouting mission when you're there in April.
Yeah. Joe never came home. Joe never came back from Italy. He's in Tiora.
And he's making 150 euro a month or a week. Is it a month?
Month. That's the month. Thing is, what could you buy for that? I guess.
What can you buy?
You know, I will reach out to the Tourism Bureau and find out.
You know, I haven't seen this story covered in the news. You know what? We should definitely cover the story. This is a great story. Now this is in Campania region. Is that what it's?
Yes,
called?
That's correct.
Yeah, so we're not going to be down there, but my goodness gracious, it'd be fun to explore. Really fun to, huh?
Take a trip down there.
Wait, there. Yeah, it's down there, Tiora. I love that concept and everything. But if you move in, they give you $5,000, right? $5,000.
Exactly.
And then if you have like but you have to start a business. I guess, what are you going to do what's the business? I mean, there must be, and why are these houses vacant?
Italy in general is struggling with a population crisis. People are not having as many children, and they're having many fewer children.
But didn't they say you have to have a kid, too, when you move in?
No,
didn't they say
that I didn't see, maybe.
Hmm? Yeah, well, you know what, you're speaking to the expert here about children. Maybe I should go look at this down. 729 with Joe on the radio. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and a New York Times bestselling author. His latest book is Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. I love that. Peter, welcome to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm great, Joe. How are you doing?
We're doing good. You couldn't come on at a better time because I'm so confused what's happening with Roger Stone, happening with AG Barr, these progressive prosecutors. It's so confusing. Thank God you're staying on top of all this. You were the guy that first exposed the Clinton Foundation scandal. Now you're exposing all of the various scandals, Peter, that our leaders are involved in these days. So what made you write Profiles in Corruption?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I think all of our leaders need to be held into account, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
Yeah,
but I think there's been such a singular focus on Trump. You know, I call it the Trump vortex. So it's almost like the total eclipse of the sun. It blots out coverage of anybody else. And look,
yeah, right.
President Trump needs accountability, but we also need to know what the people that are spying for his job and people on the other side of the aisle, what they're doing. And it's all about follow the money. What are the deals that they have? What are the conflicts they have, the entanglements? What corruption have they engaged in? And that's what I try to accomplish with the book, especially focusing on progressives, Joe, because unlike, moderates, conservatives, classical liberals, libertarians, progressives like Bernie Sanders are saying, I need a lot more power to fix our problems. Now, it's questionable, obviously, whether they're going to fix our problems. I don't think they are. But they're asking us to give them a lot more power. And so the question is, what have they done with the power they already have? And I think what they've done is they've served themselves rather than served us.
Yeah, well said, Peter Schweitzer. This is the book. You got to check this book out, please. Profiles in Corruption. Peter, you were the first one to report on Hunter Biden's now infamous dealings. Help us separate fact from fiction. What do we actually know about Hunter Biden and how he made his fortune, Peter Schweitzer?
Well, great question. Look, we know that if your name is Biden or Bush and you're in Washington, D.C., you're going to get certain advantages. Everybody gets that. The problem is in the Biden case, it's not just that he had the last name Biden. It's the timing of these deals that he got overseas. So the Ukraine deal, his father in March of 2014 is appointed by Barack Obama the point person on policy towards Ukraine. Within 3 weeks, the Ukrainians have signed up his son for $1 million a year gig. A gig he's not qualified for. He has no background in natural gas or in energy in Ukraine or regulatory compliance. None of that. Same thing happens when they go to China. Hunter Biden has no background in China, no background in private equity, but he hitches a ride on Air Force Two with his dad to Beijing, China in December of 2013. His dad goes there, meets with Chinese officials, gets criticized by the Washington Post and others for being soft on the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
10 days after they return, Joe, his small firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners, lands a $1 billion private equity deal financed by the Chinese government. And they get a deal, by the way, Joe. It's a unique deal in the Shanghai Free Trade Zone that nobody else has, not Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan. Nobody has. So it's about timing, and nobody can look at those deals and say that Hunter Biden got them out of merit, got them because he's a smart guy, and the timing is key. He got them at critical times when foreign oligarchs or foreign governments wanted to persuade and influence Joe Biden, and I think there's evidence that they did.
Peter Schweitzer's new book is Profiles in Corruption. You know, if Rudolph Giuliani has said exactly what you're saying, they go after Rudy. Oh, it's all political. It's all political. Peter Schweitzer is a New York Times bestselling author, and he's being very objective as he talks about this. And I got to ask you something else, if I may. Didn't Joe Biden actually attack the New York Times for carrying one of your op-eds, Peter?
They did. Absolutely, they did. And this is the problem. And honestly, I think this is the reason Joe Biden has been crashing and burning in the primaries is he seems to think nobody cares about this stuff. But a lot of the polls show, Joe, that you know, 40% of Democratic primary voters think it's important for Joe Biden to answer these questions about his son. And Joe Biden doesn't have a good answer. I mean, his most recent position has been, well, it doesn't look good, but he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, if that's your position, you've got serious problems. So their strategy, you're exactly right, has been to attack the messenger. It's been to attack me. They're not going to talk about the facts. They're not going to talk about how much he made, when the deal went down, the fact that he wasn't qualified for it. Wow. They're going to attack me, and I just don't think it's working.
Yeah, this is great. Great chat. Peter Schweitzer with Joe Piscopo on the radio. And then our producer, Frankie Five Burrows, did some research about Elizabeth Warren. And what do we know about her son-in-law and his dealings with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Peter?
Yeah, I mean, Elizabeth Warren's interesting. There's kind of a layer cake of corruption. It involves her. It involves her daughter. It also involves her son-in-law. And Sushil Tyagi met Amelia, her daughter, at Wharton Business School. They got married. He's from India, very smart guy, has a lot of business dealings overseas. They're kind of hard to trace. Yeah. But one of them we found is a company called Tricolor Films that he started. And on the website, which has since been taken down, he explains that the business model is they're going to make feature films, movies, funded by foreign governments. And what we found, Joe, was at least two cases, where he did films that were financed by, of all foreign governments, the Iranian foreign government. It's a film called Song of Sparrows. It's financed by two government agencies that are involved in, among other things, financing the so-called Al-Quds Day in Iran, which are these sort of anti-Semitic celebrations of anger that you know, Jerusalem is controlled by Jews. So these are the kinds of government agencies that are funding his films. In the film credits, and remember, Elizabeth Warren's son-in-law is the sole producer on this film. In the film credits, they give thanks to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Air Force for their contribution to the film. I don't know what contribution that is, Joe. Maybe you could help me figure it out, but it's remarkable.
This is great. Oh, I wish we had more time, Peter. Stay with us for a second. The book is Profiles in Corruption. This is a must-read from Peter Schweitzer. It is great. What research did you find about Bernie Sanders and his wife, Jane, that you could tell us before we let you go, Peter?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, Bernie Sanders figured out one of the dark secrets of Washington, D.C. money, which is you can funnel money to a family member through something called media buys. So, Joe, if you ran for the Senate and said, yeah, Peter spent $1 million, I get to keep a commission. Anywhere from 10 to 15% of that $1 million goes to me. So what did Bernie do? He put his wife in charge of his media buying. And what that means is you can't really trace the money. It's hard to trace it. Of course, his wife had no background in advertising or media buying or anything. But this was a way for him to literally funnel hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash to his wife without it really being detected.
Wow.
And the great mystery, yeah, Joe, is in 2016, he runs for president. He ran $83 million in media buys through a company called Old Town Media. So the commission here is like $8 to $12 million. This company, Old Town Media, didn't have any other clients, didn't have a website. It was registered to a cul-de-sac, a house on a cul-de-sac in suburban Virginia. And the business is run by two of Jane Sanders' friends. She was asked about this in the 2016 election, whether she was connected to it or knew anything about it. And she hung up the phone.
Ah! I got to talk. She came on the show. She's actually very nice when you chat with her. I'm going to definitely have to ask her about it. I know we're so under the gun time-wise, but Amy Klobuchar, real quickly, what'd you find out about Amy Klobuchar now, Peter?
Well, Amy Klobuchar votes with Bernie Sanders 88% of the time, but at the same time, she's the third largest recipient of corporate campaign donations of anybody in the entire U.S. Senate. So how do you pull that off? You pull it off by engaging in crony capitalism. And so I found multiple examples of this. They're in the book, where two dozen executives from a single company donate to Amy Klobuchar's campaign. And then a couple of weeks later, she introduces legislation on the Senate floor that specifically benefits that company. How she pulls it off. So
Peter Schweitzer,
play big time.
This is you. Great chat. Peter, you got to come back next week, man. This is, especially with the debates going on. Peter Schweitzer, the name of the book is Profiles in Corruption, a must read, a vital read from Peter Schweitzer. Peter, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us this morning, brother.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and a New York Times bestselling author. The book is Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. That is gold right there from Peter Schweitzer. Stephen Moore is going to join us in a moment. Let's go to Big Al. He's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Jersey Central Power and Light filing an electric rate plan which will raise the price of power for its customers. JCP&L admits it incurred more than $300 million in costs when working to restore power during several storm events. And to cover these costs, rates are going to increase around an average of 8.5%, which for most customers would work out to about $8.73 a month. JCP&L claims this would still leave its customers paying the lowest residential electric rates among the Garden State's four regulated electric distribution companies. Top elected officials in New Jersey are reacting to the federal government's decision to send Border Patrol agents to sanctuary cities, including Newark. Governor Murphy blasted the move as politics, adding it's not based off of data. He argues that sanctuary state and city policies are a good thing because it means more people are willing to cooperate with local law enforcement. ICE says they spend an outsized amount of time tracking and rearresting violent criminals who are released under sanctuary policies. In sports, Devils shut out in St. Louis by the Blues by the final of 3-0. College hoops tonight, Syracuse at Louisville, 7 p.m. tip-off on The Answer. On WMCA, Seton Hall will host Butler. The tip-off is at 6:30. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Cloudy and 42 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. An accident with a tractor trailer on the Gowanus North and at 92nd Street. That has the right lane blocked. It was already slow through the area. And a crash involving a cab on the Grand Central West Bend near the BQE. That has one lane out. Inbound George, 10 for the upper, 10 for the lower, the inbound link, and 30 in at the Holland 20 to 25 from either approach. Crash on the Turnpike, Eastern Spur South at exit 17. That's got an overturned car involved, but it looks like a wreck is on the scene. Parkway northbound volume delays 135 to 140. Minor delays on the thruway southbound in Rockland, exit 13 to 11. And there's an accident on the LIE westbound near Deer Park Avenue. Your forecast today, partly sunny but windy. The high 44 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27 in the city. Thursday, cloudy and 37. Friday, Sunday, sunny and 35. The payoff is this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, sunny each day, a high near 50. I'm Susie Cerone of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Susie. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Connors and Sullivan, you know, an article in Forbes magazine advises readers to make sure they develop a complete plan and to double check beneficiary designations. And it says you might have to leave your money to a mamaluk unless you go to Connors and Sullivan. It doesn't really say that, but I just made that up. But it's true. You don't know where your money's going. The federal government's going to be first in line. You know, if you don't form an estate plan and you don't go to Connors and Sullivan and chat with one of the attorneys, they'll walk you through everything. These are complex matters that you and I don't understand. Wills, power of attorney, health care proxy. If you're worried about any of that, your trusts, and it's very, very confusing. And you, if you're not careful, the money will go to the government. It'll go to other people that are lining up, nipping at your estate. And there's a mamaluk out there somewhere going, hey, you know, maybe I think I get some of that money. I'm telling you right now, just go to Connors and Sullivan, please. They'll keep you. They'll keep all of that at bay. Connors, you get a free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan, by the way. 718-238-6500. Lisa and the gals standing by. 718-238-6500. Ask for Bridget, Kelly Rose, Justin, and Beth, and Mike himself. They are there. You will put your mind at ease. 718-238-6500. 238 6500, Connors and Sullivan. And listen, please, to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself on the radio. Catch him Sunday, 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Oh, I'm so excited. We're going to be at Trinitas. We want you to invite you to come over March 6th. We'll be broadcasting National Employee Appreciation Day. We will be celebrating Trinitas' 20th anniversary and the amazing staff that made it all happen with a special remote broadcast right there. We want you to stop by. I love Trinitas. Always grateful to my buddy Vic. Vic Richel said, hey, you got to meet the folks at Trinitas. And then we went over there. This is great. I want to. And 20 years. It's been 20 years. Elizabeth Jenner. General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together. They formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence. Listen, please, the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center that everybody goes to, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, everybody's talking about. Listen, cardiology, renal, maternity, behavioral health, and more. Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey, all 21 counties. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold level certification. Now, you heard me talk about Trinitas' Center for Wound Healing, like I just said, right? And hyperbaric medicine. You know, they're at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. 95%. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. You got to go to TrinitasRMC.org. It's TrinitasRMC.org. And don't forget, March 6th, we'll see you over there. We'll be broadcasting live on National Employee Appreciation Day. Once again, TrinitasRMC.org.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo on the radio. What a day. Mamma mia. 7:45 on AM 970, The Answer. Let me go to, you know, I got to go to Viviana. She's so wonderful. She's so warm. She's so sweet. And she always has something nice to say. Viviana, we appreciate that you listen to the show. And a good morning to you.
I love the show. I really appreciate you and the whole staff. You're getting out the messages that we need to get out. That's very important.
We're trying. That. We're trying, girl.
Listen, Joe, there is something very, very, I don't know, disturbing to me happening in a New York City, Brooklyn public school first grade class. Hmm. You remember those drag queen story hours that they're having
library? Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what, my brother? I wish we could stop this. It's coming to a first grade class in Brooklyn on February the 24th.
Wow.
It is horrible. Yes, to a first grade class, Joe. We got to get this message out and stop it. Little kids should not be exposed to things like that.
Yeah. You know, Viviana,
I'm heartbroken.
All right. Listen, we'll get to where Viviana, thank you. So Viviana's talking about and you're not going to believe it when I tell you if you haven't heard about it. And you know me. First of all, I gotta say, I accept everybody. I don't care what you are. I don't care what you think you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care. I don't care what color you are. I don't care. I love you anyway. I love you. You know what? That we accept. I accept everybody. Who am I to judge? Honestly, like Pope Francis said, and Jesus, that was his whole mantra. We can't judge. I'm people in glass houses. But if you have your but, here's the but. Why would they do drag queen shows in public libraries? What, can someone explain the reasoning? Because, by the way, if you're a drag queen, I love you. I love you, girl. I love you. It's not the gay community. It's not that. It's not. It's the fact that you're going to have a guy dress as a girl and then go talk to first graders. I have to agree with Viviana. I don't understand. What good does that do? What does that do? Oh, we accept everybody? Now, well, it's, you know, there's got to be rules and regulations, and there's right and there's wrong, and we could accept everybody, but I mean, do you have to drive that home? Like, okay, it's okay to put a dress on, and you see this on the line. I know you see it where you see the parents, they put I wanted a girl, I'm going to make my son a girl. This there's a problem here, And there is right and there is wrong. And if I'm in school, I don't even like it in school when they start talking about alternative lifestyles. I don't, oh, because we don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable. Don't preach to my child that. I will preach to my child that. Leave it to the parents, but they have that in school. Tolerance, acceptance, and like this bullying thing too in school. It protects people who are victims of bullying, understood, but it's all now that what's turning out, the administration is now bullying innocent children. When things are happening, when the kids didn't mean to do anything, the administration said, well, that's racist. That's politically incorrect. You can't say those things. And then they suspend the kids, and the kids go on to kill themselves, for God's sake. Leave the parenting to the parents, for crying out loud. Don't put your thought process, your political correctness that is stuck in the state capitol by some politician just wanting to reach out and get reelected, and the progressive socialists that are creeping into states like New Jersey and New York and California, and then put them in our schools. That's wrong. That's why, thank God, my young one's in a Catholic school. And they, you know what they do at the Catholic school? They sing God Bless America. Hey, God, you can't do that in a public school. You can't, I'm telling you. Out of hand. Viviana, you're right on the money. I hate to say it, but Susie, am I off base here? You put drag queens to talk to first graders. Listen, and we accept drag. I don't care.
Right.
But let the kids find out for themselves. Do you have to jam this, into the kids' consciousness? I mean, is that necessary?
I think first grade is kind of young for that myself. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe
you know,
when
first graders.
You know.
Mommy. Mommy.
Why? Exactly.
Mommy. Oh, yeah, Lord. You can just hear the questions.
It's so true. Hey, Susie, good morning to you. Susie's on the road. Notice I bring you into the mix and you're going, Joe, I just want to do traffic.
No, believe me, I have an opinion about everything. If you know me by now, Joe.
If you know me by now, I'll tell you. So, well, we know Susie's looking out for you on the roads. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on AM 970. The answer. Thanks, Susie.
My pleasure. Good morning, one and all. Some better news in the boroughs. An accident on the BQE north end at Cadman Plaza is gone. And in Queens, an accident cleared off the Grand Central westbound near the BQE. I am seeing delays on the Cross Bronx westbound from before the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. Inbound George, no more than 5 minutes for either deck. A lot of folks have the week off in the tri-state. A lot of the schools out. Inbound Lincoln 20 and at the Holland 20 to 25 from either approach. Alternate side in effect. Looks like a crash on the Turnpike Eastern Spur southbound near 17. It looks like that's been cleared. Crash on 440 southbound near Industrial Avenue. I'm looking at multi-mile delays on 208 southbound from north of Glen Rock right down through the Fairlawn area. Just minor delays on the thruway southbound 13 to 11. And on the island, an accident on the LIE westbound near Deer Park Avenue is gone. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The answer.
Mike Gallagher can break down the Bloomberg campaign.
No one's going to vote for Mike Bloomberg based on his ideas because he doesn't have any. He's got one. He wants to take your guns away. He's anti-gun. That much we know. And he's big nanny, big government, typical liberal. The government knows better than you do how much salt you can eat and how big your big gulps can be. He's all into that. But other than that, he doesn't have any core beliefs.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The answer.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 toward your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit toward your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Joe on the radio at a 7:54. Weather is coming up with Joey Lumberg. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products, in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet your specific financial needs. I'm being very...
You know what? We love Empire State Bank. Phil Guarneri is the guy. I've been out there. I go to nonprofits, these beautiful nonprofit organizations, these events all over Staten Island, all over New York. And who's there? Phil Guarneri and all the folks at Empire State Bank. I've been there. I can't tell you enough. I love when they care about the community. And their banking professionals provide that in-depth knowledge and experience with that personal touch that I'm telling you about. It's all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. And you know what I love? What Phil always goes, when small businesses succeed, like you and I work so hard, our communities succeed. Amen to that. And nobody knows that better than Jeannie Sarno. She is first vice president, business relationship manager at Empire State Bank.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
I saw it firsthand. Jeannie's out there. Esmeralda's out there. Tom is out there. Phil is out there. You got to at least check out Empire State Bank the way Rachel and Frankie Morano did. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley. Visit, please, esbna.com. ESBNA.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Joe Lumberg, he's our at the weather answer desk. I call him the marathon man, meteorologist, because this guy can, what he can do on a bike, some of us just only dream about. Joe, welcome to the show this morning. How you doing, my friend?
I'm getting excited to be riding a bike all next week. I've got a vacation planned for Southern Arizona, and I cannot wait. In fact, somebody was posting that one of the rides we might be doing might be 155 miles. I'd like to say, you got to be crazy.
Oh, no.
We're close to that.
Where are you going? Down by Tempe? Is that where that is? Like down, way down?
Tucson.
Oh, my gosh, man. And it's going to be so hot. It's going to be like hot, right?
I was just checking the forecast, giving an update to the team that's going to be assembled there. It looks like 60s most day. Maybe one day it gets to 70.
You know, but they got mountains there, Joe, not like hills in Jersey or Pennsylvania.
I know.
You can handle it. Joe Lumberg, you can handle it, brother.
Well, I may come back dead and stiff and sore. I can't move, but I don't. It'll be worth it.
Hey, Joe, tell me we got 50-degree weather this weekend, huh? Come on now.
We do. Sunday. We'll get there on Sunday. Today's not going to be too bad. Bit on the blustery side, but we're going to see sunshine most of the day. Temperatures are going to be in the mid to upper 40s. Colder tomorrow and on Friday with temperatures stuck in the 30s, but warming up this weekend. Upper 40s Saturday and Sunday, low 50s with sunshine.
Well done, Joe Lumberg. Thank you so much. Unbelievable. Blustery, just like Al Gattulo, blustery. Matter of fact, honestly?
I mean,
listen, we had a film crew come in yesterday, and it was great. And Scott Shannon's doing this. I love Scott Shannon. We idolize Scott. He is. He really is. And he's brilliant and wonderful. And he started the Morning Zoo, and they're doing a whole documentary on that, a film documentary. Cool. So they brought a couple cameras in. Did you see that setup, Frankie, that came in yesterday? That was
wild. I'm shocked everything is working right.
Florida today because they tore this place apart.
But I'll tell you what, it was great to do. And then they said, tell us about what you do. I said, well, Scott Shannon did the zoo on Z100 years ago.
Ahead,
and I said, and I said, no. And I said, so I brought it when they put me with Alan, Frank, and Debbie. I plugged you guys. And I said, we kind of created a zoo on AM 970, but we're a political talk show. And we have some fun. But Scott kind of created that whole genre. And I said, I have Frankie Marano, a very astute political news analyst, and Debbie Duhame, the way Scott would always go to traffic. And I've got this grumpy, really angry.
Nice fat guy. Fat guy who yells my ear. Nice. Great.
I said, but I want to make sure.
You got to leave that in. They'll cut the rest of it out. Thanks a lot.
I said, he's a big star now. I said, I poked him, I prod him. Al Gattulo, he's the glue that holds the whole show together. Dove Hyken when we come back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 7:59. I need a drink. Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Some residents from one Jersey Shore borough are going to spend a few hours without power today. Officials in Freehold saying a purposeful power outage will be in effect today from 8:30 in the morning through to 11:30 a.m. for tree maintenance. As a result, homeowners on 17 different roads in the borough will be impacted. In addition, should something delay the work, the makeup date is for tomorrow during the same time frame. The MTA working with the NYPD to try to stop vandals from spray painting graffiti on subway cars. New York City Transit Vice President Sally Labrera says the MTA has a zero-tolerance policy against graffiti. MTA plans to position officers at weak spots in the system to keep vandals from gaining access. It's happened after 11 subway cars recently were covered in paint at a yard in Queens. In sports, Devils shut out by the Blues 3-0. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.